Yes. Hello.
Hello, Ollie, are you available?
Yep.
All right, perfect. So when you asked me to go ahead and check the correspondence, I thought there was something additional as well that I might have missed. But the most recent emails that are over there, I have already reviewed them before coming on call. I have also seen the screenshot that you had shared. Now, I believe there was the major issue, one of the major concerns was that you had a pre-sale program set up, and because the files not being uploaded on time, you lost on sales, correct?
Well, it's the basic one. That's one of the things that should have been done by your team. Otherwise, I could have uploaded myself. There was literally such a stupid mistake to start from that. But that's not the main issue. The main issue is the entire thing.
Yes, I completely understand. Your concern right here is that all the services that were mentioned to you, you want all those platforms, and apart from the ones that we have given you extra platforms, you don't want any substitutes. You want the same platforms that have been given to you in the contract, correct?
Correct, and I never asked for substitutes. I never agreed to them. I did not agree to prices at which they're posted, and nobody ever consulted with me either.
All right, okay. So can I cater to the first concern over here right now, that is regarding the publication format, publication platforms that are remaining?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. See, when we talk about publication, there is a step-by-step process. Now, I'll tell you a couple of things that you might not be aware of, but because we are dealing with this particular aspect since a long time, we are well aware about that. And at some platforms, when we go ahead and we publish the book, sometimes the books do get blocked. They might not be a good reason they provide, but the book can get blocked. And once the book has been blocked by any of the platforms, it is not possible to go ahead and publish the book again. You have to either change the cover, the name of the book, or the ISBN, XYZ. You have to change something in the book to go ahead and republish the book on those platforms. So on a safer side, the approach that we have taken over the years is that we go ahead and we publish the books for our clients on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo. And what we do is that we wait for some time, maybe for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Once the book is available on those platforms for almost for about a month, then we go ahead and we initiate our publications on other platforms. The reason is when those books are already available over there and, you know, just in a worst case scenario, if any of the platforms goes over there and blocks the book, we have a strong case to negotiate and get your book unblocked and be published just the way it is. Because in the past, we have faced experiences where we went ahead and we initiated the publication right away, right then and there, at the same time, and we experienced a huge hassle. We either had to change the cover or the ISBN number or even the name of the book, and that was a huge problem for the author. But this, the approach that we have taken now, that we wait for a month and then we publish on the remaining platforms, has actually given us a much more credible option of getting the books published without them being blocked. And even if they are blocked, we have a strong case to fight, and we are able to get the book unblocked and available for purchase over there. That is the reason why there has been a delay. The email where it was stated that we were not able to do it and we apologize is because we were not able to do it at the given time frame. And I really do apologize for the fact that nobody explained this to you, that what was the reason for the delay. The reason of the delay is simply this. We're just waiting for a time frame of 3 to 4 weeks. Once that time frame goes on, we will go ahead and publish the book on the remaining platforms as well. We are not denying it. We are not saying we will not do it, but it will take 3 to 4 weeks. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. And regarding Walmart, there is one more thing. Your book is published on Kobo. Now, Kobo and Walmart do have an interior, you know, you can say internal deal something. When your book is available on Kobo, after a month or two, automatically your book is available on Walmart as well. But from our end, what we do is after 4 weeks, we submit your book to Walmart as well. And when your book is available on Kobo, it gives it a credible, you know, standing, and your book gets live easily without any hassle, without any problem.
So, okay, I do see it on Kobo, but I don't know. Yeah, I see it on Kobo. I only see the ebook, and so for Walmart, it's going to be the paper book?
Yes. Kobo only publishes book in ebook format. If you go ahead and look for any other book as well, you'll only find the ebook version. But Walmart also publishes paperback.
Yeah, and that's what I cared about.
Mm-hmm. So that is something that will be catered to, and we're not denying it. We're not saying we will not do it. And the only reason why we need time is the reason I just explained to you. I explained everything to you in detail so that you're well aware. And yes, I do apologize that this was something that was not explained to you earlier on, or else this confusion would not have been there in the first place.
Look, I'll tell you honestly, this is ridiculous. This is the worst excuse I've ever heard, to be honest with you, because this should have been told to me when I signed up. I specifically mentioned that there must to be published on the 27th. You literally killed my reputation in front of my network. That's to start. And it's super, extremely unprofessional to jump back and forth. And, you know, I get it that you figured it out. I get it. Things happen. But this should have been straightforward. And I told Josh 25 times, you need to tell me what's happening, what's the process in advance so I'm prepared. Like, he jeopardized my schedule ridiculously.
I completely understand this over here, and especially with the fact as well that you had a pre-sale program set up on Amazon, and the files that were uploaded, then Amazon had some additional requirements because of which the orders that you had received were actually gone to zero. So that means you lost on sales as well. And I completely understand that particular factor. And when Josh, I believe, shared a screenshot with you where he told you that we have gone ahead and published your book on additional platforms as well. That was just a way for us to compensate on the lost sales, the pre-sales that you had, and we do apologize for that. As I told you before coming on call, I was ready for, you know, the things that were supposed to be done, and I was aware about the case. So everything was already laid out to me. I already had a discussion with my superiors as well, the ones that I need to take approvals from, and I have everything. Now, there is one thing that I would like to go ahead, and I would, first of all, I would like to apologize that the hassle and everything that you had to go through, we do not want our clients to go through that, and that is something we are going to take an action against. We're going to make sure that things are transparent and there is no confusion for any other client in future, and for you as well, everything is kept very transparent and you are kept up to date regarding everything. I want to go ahead and I want to let you know that just because of our lacking where we went ahead and, you know, we, I would say, messed up, we will go ahead and give you a complimentary service as well. That will be a website that will have a domain and hosting for one complete year. We will be the ones who will be managing it. We will just create it for you. We will show you the layout. We will get it approved by you. You will tell us the domain name that you want, and we will host the website as well, and we will maintain the website as well for one complete year. After 1 year, if you want to go ahead and keep the website or you want us to maintain the website, you can let us know. We can either provide you with the credentials. You can maintain it on your own. If you want us to keep doing the work, then you can go ahead and, you know, you can start up with our yearly plan, or you can go for maintenance and everything. But that is after 1 year. So I can go ahead and add a complimentary website, author dynamic website for you, in which there will be a book, there will be a section about the author, about the book, links to your book as well, and we'll go ahead and create it for you.
You know, I appreciate it, but I'm not sure right now at this point how valuable it is, especially with my businesses. I have lots of websites, and I would like to hear another option as a on the other side, because to be honest with you, to me right now it's not very attractive.
Okay, the other option that I have right now is if you could just give me one quick moment. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Hello?
Yes, hello.
All right. So right now I see in your package that you have 20 printed copies that are complimentary. The other option that I have available right now on my table is to increase the number of printed copies that are being delivered to you. Instead of 20, we can go ahead and deliver you 30 printed copies without any additional cost, and that will be complimentary from our end, and you can go ahead and distribute them to your friends and family.
Okay, what about audiobook?
Well, audiobook is a service that itself costs way, you know, I can offer you discounts on an audiobook, but I cannot give you that as a complimentary service because audiobooks are quite costly, and that is something my finance will not agree upon.
Okay, so before I just make a choice, I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. I'll have to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be the, what's the price for audiobook, and what would be the discount in this case?
Okay, can you tell me the word, do you have any rough idea about the word count of your audiobook?
About the word count, let me see on Amazon, I think they listed it. It doesn't say, but it's 455 pages. I've seen word count somewhere. Oh, it says 130K on Kobo.
Okay. Around 130,000 words, correct?
Correct.
All right, okay. If it's okay with you, can I go ahead and check with my concerned department? Let them know that this is a word count because we provide them with the word count and they provide us with the costing. So whatever costing they provide me, I will let you know the original cost and then I will let you know the discounted cost as well. I will email, Josh will go ahead and email it to you. Is that okay?
Yeah, so this way I'll decide between the three options, between the website, between the books, and between this.
Sure.
And then was the, if he can also send me the process, basically the process, where it's going to be, how is it going to be, how long, so I can even see if it's feasible for my schedule.
All right, perfect. So in the next 60 to 70 minutes, expect an email from Josh's end where he will, you know, write down everything in detail, the discussion that you and I had, so that you are well aware that at what time, on which platform your book will be available, what will be the process, so that you and I are on the same page. Along with that, he will also mention the three options that I have provided you, and we will continue with that, okay?
Yeah, and before you, I let you go, I really want to go through each platform because there is a lot of issues.
Sure.
So let's just go one by one. We discussed Kobo and Walmart and just the date to come. That part I got. Barnes & Noble, it's only posted as an e-book. It's not posted in paper. And Josh told me last week that they were uploading in paper, but I haven't heard anything since. And the main reason for Barnes & Noble, I do want paper, obviously.
Obviously, I completely understand. So I'll take an update regarding that as well. I believe that's done from our end. Could be that it's under review from Barnes & Noble.
Okay, maybe. But I didn't receive access to the account, and the e-book is priced at $6.99, which initially the other book was priced at $28.88. So it's like quite a big difference. I did drop Amazon to $9.99, but I still would love to maintain as close prices as possible to not, you know, give a wrong impression to people.
All right. Can you tell me the pricing that you would want for your ebook on Barnes & Noble?
Well, the Amazon is $9.99. I don't even know how royalties works on Barnes & Noble and other platforms. I had zero information about that.
Okay. I would go ahead and suggest you that you keep the pricing of the ebook that is on Amazon similar to one that is on Barnes & Noble as well. Reason being that when you're coming from a customer point of view, when your client goes to Amazon, they see, for example, $6.99, okay? And then they go to Barnes & Noble, they see $9.99. They would go for a cheaper option. Then, you know, provide them with the same pricing everywhere. So it's not biased or your client doesn't feel that, you know, you're trying to...
Yeah, exactly. So that's my point, because right now it's all different on all platforms, from $4.99 to $6.99 to $9.99. I dropped the price on Amazon to $9.99, but I don't want to drop it more because I'm, like, already barely making any money on it. So if you can ask team to update Apple Books, update Barnes & Noble to $9.99, that would be awesome.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and tell them that. And can you tell me the pricing you would want for your paperback as well, so I can keep a check of this pricing throughout all the platforms too?
Well, I filled it out at, I believe, $38, but on Amazon right now it's listed at $46, and I think Amazon doesn't let it drop, which I was not aware either. I would expect a suggestion such as, you know, go with the smaller font, or I don't know, a different font so it's less pages, or maybe a different printout so it's less expensive. like my people right now in Canada have to pay $60 for the book, for the order, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm making $1 on it. This is ridiculous to me.
Well, yes, completely agreed. Let me go over the book, okay, myself as well. Let me check it
Thank
out,
you.
And I will get back to you. Give me a day. I'll get back to you by tomorrow. Is that okay?
Absolutely, yes. I'll really appreciate it.
Perfect, perfect. I'll go ahead and, you know, look into this and make sure I provide you with an answer by tomorrow. Meanwhile, Josh will send you an email about the discussion we had today and with all the three options as well, so that it can be catered to and you can think about it as well. And then we can have a call tomorrow and take things forward from there.
Yeah, okay. But we do have one major problem. So
sure.
with Chapters,
mm-hmm.
Chapters is a Canadian company. And so I already was supposed to advertise. I wanted to do in Vancouver in early August a signature
mm-hmm.
signing session with all of my family, friends, and people who I know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be done in Chapters, but Chapter is not even yet registered. So I cannot even contact the publishing house and set it up. And I
mm-hmm.
was supposed to promote it, but we like have 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any way to push for Chapters to be done this week?
Okay, can this is something I have also added to my list of go ahead and have a meeting with the publication department. So regarding the pricing and regarding Chapter, I'll have a meeting with them. And tomorrow when I call you, can I give you an update at that time?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Anything else, any other question that you have in mind that you want to discuss with me? And I will get back to you on that. If there's anything that comes in your mind after our call as well, you could just drop an email to Josh and Josh will forward that to me. And tomorrow when I call you, I will update you about it.
Yeah, that would be good. They're just missing to send me actually the modifiable option of my manuscript. So that's, I think, the rest we discussed with you.
All right, sure. I'll have a word with Josh. He'll either send it today or tomorrow. And the rest also, he'll go ahead and email you, and you and I will connect tomorrow.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Eliza. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you so much, Olya. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.